From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There were voting problems in Uganda today. Voters in Uganda flocked to polling stations to cast their ballots in presidential and legislative elections Thursday. Many, however, experienced delays in a number of areas. Lisbeth Paulette reports for VOA from Kampala.
In the Kampala suburb of Chiabando Arisa, by 11 a.m., ballot papers still had not arrived. This caused a confrontation with residents and military police who were dressed heavily in body armor. One man named Kagozi, involved in the standoff, explained the situation.
We are having ballot boxes present on the station, but no ballot papers. It's making the boys and the young generation here to react, and they are all now reacting and telling the Electoral Commission, why is it doing this? Is it supporting someone, or is it trying to hide something?
President Yoweri Museveni, in power for the last 30 years, faces a challenge from seven opponents. Most prominently, opposition leader Kizza Besigye, who has lost to him three times in the past. Lisbeth Pola for VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
The Kenyan military says it has killed the commander of an elite unit within Somalia's Al-Shabaab Islamist insurgency, a man blamed for masterminding a deadly attack on a Kenyan military camp in southern Somalia last month. However, Al-Shabaab said the commander is still alive. In a statement, the Kenyan Defense Forces said Kenyan troops working under the African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, killed Mohamed Karate, Al-Shabaab's deputy commander and head of intelligence, at a graduation ceremony for insurgent fighters on February 8th. This is VOA News. A head-on collision between a passenger bus and a truck in central Ghana killed 53 people in the deadliest road accident in recent memory, according to officials and witnesses. The accident occurred Wednesday night in the town of Kintampo, more than 400 kilometers north of the capital of Accra. Police said the survivors included 18 adults and 5 children. On Twitter, President John Dramani Mahama expressed condolences to affected families and said emergency crews were responding. U.S. President Barack Obama confirms that he will visit Cuba next month to advance progress in relations between the two nations and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people, he said. Writing on Twitter, Obama also vowed to raise human rights issues in talks with officials in the communist-led nation. The Cuba trip suggests Obama remains determined to push ahead with what he sees as a legacy achievement before leaving office a year from now. Turkey on Thursday blamed Kurdish militant groups at home and in neighboring Syria for a deadly suicide bombing in Ankara, and it vowed strong retaliation, threatening to further complicate the Syria conflict. The rush hour car bomb attack Wednesday evening targeted buses carrying military personnel, killing 28 people and injuring dozens of others. It came as Turkey grapples with an array of issues, including renewed fighting with Kurdish rebels, the threat from Islamic State militants, and the Syria refugee crisis. It was the second deadly bombing in Ankara in 4 months. Apple Computers is gearing up for a court battle over a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software to help in the investigation of a mass killing. The government says Apple can help the FBI examine a phone used by the militants who killed 14 people in a terrorist-style attack in California in December.
They are not asking Apple to redesign its product or to create a new backdoor to one of their products. They're simply asking for something that would have an impact on this one device.
That is White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, but Apple's Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook disagreed, posting an open letter to millions of its customers vowing to fight the order, calling the government's move an overreach with chilling implications for citizens' personal privacy. Philippine boxer Manny Pacquiao has lost a lucrative contract with U.S. sportswear maker Nike after describing gays and lesbians as worse than animals. Pacquiao has been under fire since discussing his opposition to same-sex marriage during an interview Monday on television. The winner of the 8 World Championships says his stance is based on common sense, since animals of the same sex don't mate.
That's the latest world news from VOA.